That was lovely singing, everybody. Were you guys singing at home? I hope you were.
They were singing?
I think it's probably a mix. I understand when you're at home, it's a little, you know, you're in your living room. Sometimes you just watch, but it could have been a lot of benefit to sing. I don't know.
100%.
I would like to thank at this year's end.
Yeah.
All the wonderful musicians.
Yes.
All the worship leaders, all the tech servants in our church that help to shepherd all those environments for our people. I thank you wherever mm-hmm. you are.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Well, it's one of the reasons that we're doing what we're doing today. Ooh, mm-hmm. this is what they call a segue in the biz. There are so many people that serve around here. It's hundreds of people that serve every Sunday. On a singular Sunday, hundreds of people. When you do the tech and the worship and the fit team and kids ministry.
Kids.
Yeah, and students and people pour me coffee.
Yeah.
And so we're thankful that all of you have the opportunity to be able to be with family today. Maybe you're traveling somewhere. But over the last several years, we have offered a online service on this Sunday that falls between Christmas, coming out of all of our Christmas Eve services, and kicking off the new year.
And we're trying something a little different today.
Instead
of like a message, we're going to have a little conversation. I thought we should probably tell people, because some of them are newer. They don't know. Jason and I have known each other for a really long time.
Yes, we have been really good friends since we were in middle school.
Eighth grade, I moved down here from Michigan. He's one of the first people I met. We went to high school together.
We did.
College roommates.
We were, all 4 years, college roommates.
We were in each other's weddings.
I got married, and then you were my best man. And 2 weeks later, you got married, and I was your best man.
And then just adult, lifelong friends. So if you ever observe us and you're like, Matt's a little, he's a little disrespectful to Jason. Shouldn't he be a little more like, yes, sir? Well, we go way, way back, and you know.
Or you might think, I feel like Jason takes Matt for granted sometimes.
Think that
right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not that at all. It's just lifelong childhood friends.
That's right. So there you have it, everybody.
Yeah. We were excited to be able to get together today and chat a little bit about something that I wrote about in our December email that went out to our entire church family. And if you didn't get that email, that means that we don't have your email address. And we would love it.
Sign on up.
Yeah, sign on up, because we do send out regular communication. Our communications team does a wonderful job with all of that. But one of the things I talked about in the December email that went out to the church family was this idea of looking back with gratitude while also looking forward with expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were thinking about our time that we had today, I thought maybe we could take a few moments and talk about both of those things. Let's take a couple of minutes. Let's look back with gratitude, and then we can also talk a little bit about what's coming in the future. And so the question I wanted to pose to you is this. When you look back over this past year, Matt, what stands out to you? Like, where have you seen God at work in our church family? How has your heart been encouraged?
Well, first thing I would say, which I feel like I've seen for several years now, is of course, lives change. We enjoy our baptism Sundays just to hear people's story of grace and how God has called them and saved them, and then them taking that step of obedience and all the lovely things that go with that. The people that have invested in their lives,
sure.
All the community that they have surrounding them. We see people's growth and spiritual depth, and not just showing up for services, but them saying, well, I want to understand what it means to have a relationship with God that's just not Sunday church attendance, and what that looks like in my life. And then faithful service from so many volunteers and leaders, like you mentioned. Like, I feel like we just keep seeing that theme snowball year after year, that we want to mention it and just give thanks for God's grace in that.
Well, one of the things I really appreciated, it happened just a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, is that there was a Sunday where you and Trenton Stokes, Trenton is our lead care pastor here, you and Trenton both taught. You taught at Adams Mill, Trenton taught at Highway 14, and the theme of your message was around thankfulness and around gratitude, and I thought it was excellent. I thought maybe you could take a moment and hit the highlights again from that message as we contemplate the end of a year.
Sure. I do like to teach, you know, once, twice a year. I like to,
100%.
It's tough. It's tough to prepare that message once a year. The main things we talked about was that Thanksgiving is something to be learned. It's not something you just get and you've got it, but something you learn through your life. And we studied the life of Paul and how he went through so many things and learned contentment and gratitude over his life. And then just the simplicity that has to be expressed. Thanksgiving isn't something you just have this warm glow in your heart, but that you express it, of course, to God, who's the creator and the giver of all good things, but you also express it to other people. You show that Thanksgiving. So that was our main teaching points for that morning.
Yeah, I think the reminder for me, as I think back on this year and think about things that I'm thankful for, the gratitude, it really is, and you've alluded to it already, is so much of what God seems to be doing in the everydayness of life, like in ordinary moments. And that is true even within the life of our church family. It's people who week after week are being faithful to what it is that God has called them to step into, whether it be community groups or kids ministry, our prayer team that we have praying with people. I had the chance a couple of weeks ago to stop in. Our prayer team was having a luncheon and stopped in and just thanked them for how they faithfully, regularly meet, talk with people, carry their burdens, pray with them. And even when they're not doing that, like they're praying specifically for the ministry here and what the Lord is doing. I mean, those are just a few of the areas that there are so many where that kind of stuff is regularly happening. Mm-hmm. Really encouraged by it.
We also acknowledged in that message and in our lives that giving thanks isn't always, or it isn't only for the great seasons.
Yeah, that's a good word.
We studied the scriptures, Ephesians, you give thanks in all things, and you give thanks always for all things. And so I know this year, for lots of us, it wasn't a bed of roses. You know, there was lots of difficulty, lots of stretching, lots of painfulness, discouragement, and all kinds of different areas of life. And so even to learn to give thanks that God was near us in those things, sure, that he was changing us and sanctifying us through it. And that's kind of that learning of Thanksgiving that we're doing as a church and as people.
Yeah, and I would say it's one of the benefits. I know not everyone sees this the same way. Like, not everybody pauses at the end of the year to look back. Not everybody gets excited about a new year and here we go. People are different, and that's totally fine. But I do think creating some sort of rhythm to where you can stop and remember is important, because gratitude grows when we take the time to notice where God has been faithful, even in ways that we didn't see at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big piece of what you're talking about there. If you'll stop and you'll look back, you go, oh man, like he was incredibly kind and gracious and faithful to me, even in the midst of what could have been a hard season,
that's really good.
A hard moment.
That's probably something that you, like, you're naturally a forward-looking person, right? Like, Jason's ready to start getting excited about the new year.
I do love the new year.
And like August, he's like, what initiatives are we going to start in the new year? And I'm like, I'm not ready.
Yeah. Oh, and sometimes
that's
just
this year.
That's personal as well, like personal things. Like one year, I went 12 months without fried chicken. Fried chicken.
I remember that year.
A whole year, no fried chicken. And for people who don't know me very well, I didn't eat for one year because that's before.
It was hard to find proteins for Jason in that year.
If he doesn't eat fried chicken. My cholesterol was great, but I was very hungry.
It was a big sacrifice.
One year, I also I did a year with no sweet tea. Now, here's a fun fact. I didn't go back. I did go back.
Not back to sweet tea.
Yeah. I did go back to fried chicken as quickly as I possibly could. Yeah, but not.
January 1st.
100%. Give me all the chicken. I've been known to have a breakfast at a Chick-fil-A and then a lunch at a Bojangles. And then
and then
a dinner at Zaxby's. Like, I've been known to hit all three of them. As a matter of fact, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles, and Zaxby's. I'm kidding. They're not.
Are you planning on declaring anything off limits for this coming year? Any food item? Or are you done with that?
I haven't decided yet. I have had people say, what's the one thing you don't think you could go a whole year without giving up food-wise? And I think it's cheese.
Cheese.
I love cheese.
Cheese gets in a lot of stuff.
Cheese is in a lot of different things.
You gotta look out for cheese.
One year I tried bread, and I made it 3 months.
Wow. That's pretty great.
And then I was like, whew. I got into an argument with somebody about hush puppies and whether or not.
Whether it was bread.
Yeah. And that's when I realized this is ridiculous. And I started eating
bread. I did eat hush puppies every day, mm-hmm. but I gave up bread. That's
enough
great.
About that.
Really, that was a rabbit trail.
That was
all
a rabbit trail.
To say.
What we really wanted to take a moment and do is hear from some people who are a part of our ministry team here at Fellowship Greenville and things that they are thankful for, like gratitude from their perspective as they look back over the last year themselves. So check this out.
You know, this past year, I feel like I kind of had a front row seat to watch God work in the lives of our people here at Fellowship Greenville. Our regeneration ministry started off the fall with our largest group gathering ever of almost 167 people, men and women looking to find freedom in Christ. And they're on that journey, and I see God working even now. We had a great celebration at the end of Regen last year, and that's one of the funnest things we have is to show up and listen to the stories of what God has done in people's lives. The same thing goes for Reengage, our marriage ministry here at Fellowship Greenville. We offer that twice a year, and at the end of each session, the couples share what God is doing in their marriages. And it's truly wonderful to see how God is moving and what God is doing. And we'd invite any of you into those environments. When I think about our care classes, we have grief share, divorce care, financial peace. We moved all those to Tuesday night. Found that seemed to be a really great and wonderful time to do it. And so we're thankful that God used that in so many people's lives this year.
Women's ministry has so much to celebrate in 2025. We've continued to grow as Fellowship Greenville continues to grow. We've watched groups multiply. We've recruited new leaders. We continue to value live teaching in our spaces. So we've trained new women to come in and handle God's word effectively and teach and write about his word. We've watched relationships grow as women integrate into groups or sit in one-on-one mentoring opportunities. The growth that we're most excited to see is hard to measure, and it's the growth of our women in relationship to the Lord. We've gotten to hear stories about God's faithfulness, about his forgiveness, about his grace, and his mercy in the lives of our women, and that's the growth that we're most excited to celebrate this year.
This year, I think some of the things I'm super thankful for, especially when I think about Adams Mill and the beast that was to launch, is just seeing so many of our volunteers who have stepped up both at Highway 14 and at Adams Mill and filled holes or just raised the bar for what it was to serve with us. We're incredibly thankful for that. I'm really thankful for so many of the families who have really continued to come up around our ministry, and whether it's encouraging us as staff, stepping into volunteer positions themselves, opening up their homes, just being willing to serve and meet the needs of our church family here. That's been really encouraging. And then I just think about all the things that God's done through our mission trips and through things like our huge epic retreat and just so many of the even every day or every week kind of things where we gather together with students. It's just been incredibly encouraging to see how God's continuing to reach the hearts of the next generation, that he's not in any ways done with them, but he's still at work. That's always amazing to me, and just something I'm really grateful for this year.
We have had so much growth with our community groups. We've had a lot of people say that we have had new members come in who are ready and willing to host and to lead, to facilitate, to pray, even when it feels a little uncomfortable. And so it's been really special to see how our groups have grown and how they've even launched as well. We do have around 100 community groups here at the church. That includes our Adams Mill location, which we have about 7 new groups that have started from there as well. So we're just really excited about all that God's doing with our community groups.
Right now, Fellowship Greenville, we are in the middle of our FG Disciple training. This training is specifically designed to equip disciples to make disciples. And so our participants, we've got about over 70 participants up there. We've looked at how our story is a part of God's story. We've looked at how the gospel is for all of life, not just for a point of salvation. And we have looked at how the heart is the target of the gospel, that the Lord is changing our hearts, not simply our behavior. And it's been so much fun to see how the Lord is working in the hearts of the participants and the life change that is coming through this, but also the conversations that are coming out of this when participants leave and they're talking with their their spouse or with their kids or with their friends. And the Lord's worked so much over these past few months, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to do next.
We've seen God move in great ways here at Highway 14 and at Adams Mill in our FG Kids ministry. Our families are way more engaged. Our volunteers are so bought in, and it's been really, really sweet to see the Lord fill in the gaps where we have felt so inadequate in this new and changing season.
We've seen a lot of different ways where God has been faithful over the last year. I've only been here since May, so to see the team continue to grow has been super encouraging. Obviously, with all the growth down at Adams Mill, we've seen our volunteers really step up and fill in a lot of different ways. And even in just the worship ministry down in our office. I mean, I'm pretty new, and Chandler's only been here for about a year. And then we have the addition of Carly, our worship resident from UCC. So it's been really encouraging to see the way that God has brought people and equipped people and motivated people to jump in and serve, even when it's not always maybe the most convenient. But it's just living on mission with what God has given us has been tremendously encouraging. He's seen God's faithfulness in those ways.
Being a part of the UCC residency program, it's been really encouraging to have a strong mentor and see how the ministry takes place behind the scenes, specifically in connections. I love seeing new families come to the starting point and not only just attend, but now serving and being engaged in the community.
I look back with great gratitude and thanksgiving. And when I think about the year to come, I'm very expectant. Because I don't think God's finished yet, and I don't think you do either.
Well, that was wonderful. Super thankful that people would take time and be able to share those things. Little side note here, incredibly thankful. I know you've already talked about a lot of our volunteers who serve faithfully and regularly around here, but I'm incredibly thankful for our ministry team. And it's one of the things that I look back on this year with gratitude. It's been a busy, busy year of ministry. A whole lot of things have been going on, and our team here has jumped into that with joy and humility and faithfulness, just a willingness to serve. A lot of people have taken on new things that maybe they didn't have in the past, and we've seen the team grow. Like, the Lord's brought new people onto our team because of the opportunities that we have, so no one's getting crushed under the weight of, like, doing everything themselves, and that's been really, it's been really exciting. We've been really, really thankful for that. One of the reasons I love that we would take the time, though, and kind of hear from some of the folks on our team is because it is this reminder that God is always doing more than we realize. I mean, obviously, we're with us ourselves all the time, and so that we do know, but the Lord's doing a lot of other stuff apart from us in other places, and these stories that we're hearing they are reminders that ministry isn't abstract, that it is incredibly, incredibly personal.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we try something?
Okay.
I know usually when we're watching online service, we're just listening, but you might be with a group of people at home. We're going to hit pause here in just a minute, and we're going to give you some time to talk together, okay? And we're going to talk about the first point that we just discussed, the gratitude topic, all right? Yeah. So you're going to ask yourself, maybe somebody's in charge of the group, somebody take over and just ask. We're only to take 3 to 5 minutes, but hey, what are you thankful for in this past year? What have you seen God doing in your life, in the life of the church around you? Maybe, I know a lot of people might be watching this by yourself. That's cool too. Maybe you pull out a journal and just take a few minutes and just reflect on some of those things, and then we'll come back for one more thought. How does that sound?
I think it sounds great. Give it a try. There's two ways we could do it. We could have everyone hit pause on what, however they're watching this, mm-hmm. Or they could just let it keep rolling, and you and I will just stare at the camera for 3 to 5 minutes.
Like we're listening.
Like we're listening and like we're looking mm-hmm. in. Which one do you want to do?
I don't know. That one sounds kind of scary, a little creepy.
But. Well, yeah, let's hit pause. Hit pause on however you're watching this. Hit pause.
But we'll strike a pose while you hit pause so you can be ministering like this. Well, I hope that was an encouraging time. Thanks for pressing play again and not just turning this off, heading to brunch. But,
oh, that's true. They did. If they're listening to this, that means they're back with us.
That's right. They didn't chose walk away. To come back, and we appreciate it. We were listening to all those. It was very encouraging. So the next thing we want to talk about, Jason, as we look towards the future with expectation.
Sure.
As we think about the coming year, what are you hopeful about? We'd love to hear that as our directional leader.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes when you think about the future, that can be around like hype. What are you hyped about? Are the kids still saying it?
No.
I don't think they
That
are.
Was like three things ago.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know. You I wouldn't don't know. Know.
Yeah. Or people can have some sort of pressure that builds around, like, what are we going to be doing next? Or some people like to predict outcomes.
Big initiative.
I don't think it's any of that. I think as we are expectantly looking to the future, that expectation is rooted in who God is. Like, it's rooted in God's character. A very well-known scripture that I thoroughly enjoy is from Lamentations 3, which says this: "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And I would say as we look ahead to a new year, our expectation is not built on knowing what will happen, but on knowing who God is. It's one of the things that I respect and love most about this ministry, again, serving on this team, being a part of this pastoral team, serving with the elders that I get to serve with here at Fellowship Greenville, is how they process and how they think through this. Lamentations reminds us that even in seasons marked by loss or uncertainty or weariness, which you were just referencing as when we were talking about looking back with gratitude, the fact of the matter is God's character remains steady. Mm-hmm. His love does not run out. His mercy does not diminish. Every day, every morning, he meets us with fresh mercy and grace. And so that means when you think about the future, it means that the future is never empty. It means that the future is not unknown. Like, it is already held by our very faithful God, who we are in relationship with because of his son, Jesus Christ.
I think I read in a Paul Tripp devotional once on that scripture that verse actually means his mercies are like form-fitted for each day as well. Like for each challenge, for each season you're facing, they are form-fitted. It's kind of a cool word that I think of a lot.
So when you think of expectation, like expectation rooted in God's character is different than optimism or ambition. You know, it doesn't ignore the challenges that may come. It doesn't demand, you know, certain outcomes. Instead, it rests in this truth: the same God who has been faithful before will continue to be faithful because it's who he is. So when scripture says, "Great is your faithfulness," it's not simply a prediction. It's a confession. Like, there's a confession in that. We step forward into 2026 trusting that God will be who he has always been. And that kind of expectation, I think, actually is an expectation that gives us freedom as we enter into, you know, another year. Mm-hmm. We don't have to carry the pressure of making everything work. We don't have to carry the pressure of needing to have every answer. The fact of the matter is we can come with open hands and open hearts, really talking about what we regularly talk about around here, which is, where is the Spirit working? We want to join the Spirit where the Spirit is working, right? As opposed to this idea of like, well, what do I want this year to look like? You know, instead, I think it is, hey, God, what do you want to do in me and through me? Or as a church family, hey, God, what is it that you want to do in us and through us? And then our hope and that expectation is not tied to circumstances. Not tied to circumstances improving if things aren't going well. It's tied to the fact that God is constant, you know, is who he is. So as we look forward to a new year, I think we do so with confidence, not because the road ahead's clear. I mean, there's plenty of things that we've had to, with the launching of Adams Mill this year. Like, there were so many things we were figuring.
Was that this year?
It was, yeah. It was back in March, which is hard to believe. We're
Seems
not even
three or four years ago.
I know, it's
already.
Like we've always been doing it, right? But even with something like that, like we knew where the Lord was leading, but we didn't have everything figured out from a human perspective. And what we were reminded of again in 2025, as we look back, is that God's faithful. And so it is that same expectation that we take with us into 2026. And I would say this just really quickly, like specifically, you know, we talk a lot around here about life in the triangle. So life with Jesus, life in community, life on mission. We've talked about that for years and years. When people want to, you know, learn about stepping into the life of Fellowship Greenville, we're talking about those areas, those things. And so, you know, when I think about 2026, it is that. It is that we would all continue to grow in our relationship with Jesus. It is that we would continue to, or if you haven't, that you would step into biblical community. Mm-hmm. I'll say this really quickly. You might want to add to it. Like, one of the things that I love the most about listening to people talk about Fellowship Greenville is even in the midst of their hard season, or especially in the midst of their hard seasons, they're constantly referencing how their community group, where they have strong biblical community here at Fellowship Greenville, is with them and around them, mm-hmm. and supporting them and encouraging them. And sometimes I look at a church our size, I know we have so many people, and I really desire that everyone who calls this place home would have that kind of biblical community, yeah, around them.
Absolutely.
So
I think in regards to the triangle, it's just something that we've heard so much.
Yeah.
But they are the foundations of living life with God.
Yeah.
And so we so easily just float through life that as we head toward a new year, it would be great for us all to examine, like, hey, what can I aim for this year for God to do in me? And
sure,
in really each of these areas, like, we could find out what a deeper life of worship lives like.
Yeah.
Always. We could find out how to be more invested in others and them in us, and giving our life away to others, like a mission, a service, and in the walls of our church or outside in the community. All, like, those things, just, we hear it so much, but we sometimes don't take it seriously.
Yep.
Like, no, this is what it's all about.
Right on. Well, I think the gratitude thing went so well. We've had a lot of people text us in the last 7 minutes and told us that they loved hitting pause and speaking with those maybe in their living room.
This is live.
Yeah, or in their car, mm-hmm. about how great that was. I thought we could do it again. Let's hit pause again around what we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking, what do I want to accomplish in 2026? What if you guys took a few moments and just discussed this? God, what do you want to do in me and through me this year? And maybe one way to do that is all of you just kind of sit quietly and ask the Spirit to encourage you in that, and then take a couple of minutes and share it with one another as you think of 2026. Lord, what do you want to do in me and through me this year? And it really could be around life with Jesus, life in community, and life on mission, that you're kind of framing that, thinking about it, and then sharing it with one another. So go ahead, hit pause. We'll be back. We're not going anywhere. Go.
All right, discussion point number two. I hope that was helpful as well, just to take some time and talk with each other about what God might do in you next year. We thought it'd be great just to close with prayer together. We appreciate so much you joining us, and I'd love to pray over you now. So join me, please. God, our hearts are full of gratitude for all that you've done, every good thing we have as a family, as an individual, as a church, comes from your hand. You are the source of all good gifts. And so we thank you for that. We thank you in joyful times and in hard times. We believe that you are not done. If this year was super difficult, we know that you're still working. If we're tired, we believe that your mercies are new and will sustain us. Mm-hmm. And we still have a lot of hope for the future and expectation. So we ask you for wisdom and for unity in our church for the next year. We ask you to form us, Holy Spirit, into the image of Christ as we as we follow you and worship, as we love one another, as we serve those around us in our community and tell them the good news. Would you use Fellowship Greenville for your glory? In Jesus' name, amen.